A lot of football camps going on. That's a traditional thing for a lot of high school teams around the state, around the area. And there is going to be a camp taking place in Benkelman, Dundee County, Stratton High School. The Factory Football Camp, put on by four men with DCS ties and a little college football. Three are currently in college. One's getting ready to head to college, and one of them is no stranger to our airwaves. We have had a chance to talk to Corbin Horner, Nebraska Wesleyan wide receiver, for many, many times. And hard to believe, big guy, you're getting ready for your senior year, aren't you?
Yeah, it's it really is crazy, and I've been talking to a bunch of people. It's really just crazy how fast it does go when you put it into perspective. People say, don't take it for granted, it's going to go by quick, and I thought high school went by quick. It seems like college has went by even quicker, so it's hard to believe that I'm already going into my last year there.
But you're excited for it, I'm sure, and in the summertime, you got to keep yourself in shape, hit the weight room, do a little running. You can't let yourself get out of shape, can you?
Yep, that's right. There's definitely a lot of work to do, and it's a little harder sometimes in the summer just with a full work day and then kind of getting yourself motivated to go to the gym. But my brother's kind of helped me with that, kind of pushed me to get in the gym on some of the days I don't really want to, and then, of course, getting to the field, doing some field work, stuff like that. But it's enjoyable for the most part, but it's definitely a grind.
Corbin, you and three of guys you well know really, really well, other kids, three going to college, two besides yourself, and then Ethan Latta is getting ready to go to Shadron State, Judd Johnson, of course, and also Jackson Kirchhoff. You guys, you four, having a little one-day camp, aren't you?
Yeah, that's something we're definitely really excited about. My dad and I kind of played around with the idea of putting this camp on last summer, and unfortunately we weren't able to get to it, but this summer we really really put our foot down and decided we are going to get it going. So we're excited to see who we can all get there and kind of help some of those younger kids develop into football players themselves, as well as just athletes in general. And I know everyone that's helping with it is looking forward to it.
Judd just got down with his first season at Concordia, and Jackson's been down at Fort Hays State, I know, for a couple of years. He's had the darndest luck with some injuries. I hope he can kind of kick those a little bit to get back on the playing field here pretty soon.
Yeah, he has had some unfortunate luck, but from the sounds of it, I've talked to him, and he's been really liking the atmosphere down there, and he's definitely eager to get out there and show what he can do, being sidelined these last couple of years.
It's for grades 2nd through 8th grade, Corbin. And what else information as far as that date you're going to have in the morning, probably the cooler temps instead of the afternoon? What else they need to know to get those kids registered?
Yep, that was our thought process, was kind of try and beat the heat there. It's probably still going to be hot, you know, summer down here, hot, humid, pretty typical. But it's on the 16th of July, so this month, and 9 a.m. to noon is what we decided on. $30 was the entry fee, and it's going to be a bunch of fundamentals, just working on some footwork, kind of getting them used to those football movements, football, and just athlete movements in general. And we'll have a bunch of fun competitions we're kind of planning out. So we're expecting to have a real good time.
Now, is this open to all kids around the area?
Yeah. Any areas are welcome to come down, and we're trying to get as much as we can to kind of have a good crowd and let all the kids enjoy themselves.
You bet. Right there at the high school football field there in Benkelman. It comes with a shirt. There's going to be some awards and a lot more stuff as well, isn't there?
Yeah. So there's you pre-register just by calling. If you saw the flyer, there's my dad's number. And then my number is on there also, if you saw those flyers. And reach out to us, and we're getting T-shirt sizes, so you can have a T-shirt when you get there. And you also, if you're not sure, kind of someone's on the edge about whether they can go or not, you can just show up and pay the entry there. We might not have enough shirts if we get too many of those available once they're there, but we'll definitely try and get those out after the camp if we don't end up having enough. And then, yeah, those awards kind of go back to, like I was talking about, those competitive drills. We're going to try and incorporate some competition into this camp, and should be a lot of fun, a lot of awards to give out. And Yeah, I think it'll be a great time.
Well, you got a lineman. You got a couple of linemen there. You've got a wide receiver, and Ethan, I take it's going to, you know, he could be a back or a defensive back. So you've got all four of you guys covered different areas, don't you?
Yeah, we do kind of all have it covered, and it definitely helps. Eight-man football kind of being all over the field. We've kind of played just about every position, it seems like. So we kind of have some knowledge to spread on that aspect of the game. So I think we got it covered there.
Again, you mentioned the phone numbers. They can call Corbin at 737-5874. Trevor's number is 340-0974. There's a Facebook flyer. I know a lot of folks have shared it. We'll have it on our page as well. And anyway, July 16th, 9 till noon. And by the way, it's mountain time, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, that gets a little tricky there with how quick the time zone changes there.
And the first annual Factory Football Camp. Hopefully you can keep having this for a couple of more years.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea, and it's going to be really good for the community and everyone around that can make it. So we're hoping to get as many kids as we can out there and kind of teach them a few things.
When do you head off for school? It's got sometime or August?
It's early August. I want to say the 10th of August is about my report date. So a little later, but still plenty of time to get in that fall camp and that work before our season opener.
Good to talk to you, Corbin. Always is. I know we'll talk a lot during the season with Wesley in your senior year. Hopefully we'll get a lot of kids signed up for this youth football camp. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it.